On Sunday, the Vatican and the city of Rome will host the canonizations of two popes, John Paul II and John the 23rd. Vatican organizers say it will be a sober affair in line with the no-frills style of Pope Francis. Nevertheless, as NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, millions of pilgrims and tourists are expected, an onslaught that will test an ancient and chaotic city.
It's a weekday, and St. Peter's Square is packed. Caramba Camara, a Gambian volunteer with the Vatican-run pilgrimage agency, says he's never seen so many people lined up to visit the basilica.
It's amazing. The line curves like a serpent, filling the whole square. It looks like the crowds at Mecca.
It's the Francis effect that's boosted Rome tourism. March alone brought more than 2 million visitors. That many, maybe more, could arrive for Sunday's canonizations. Tour manager Giorgio Sansa is worried.
In a city which is nearly 2,800 years old, with a population which some say 2.5, some say 4 million, if 3 million people are coming in a city like this, an old city, there will be problems, without doubt. We cannot do anything about it.
Rome Mayor Ignazio Marino is convinced Rome can handle such big numbers.
We are prepared to distribute almost 4 million plastic bottles of water. We have a massive plan to host almost 2,000 buses coming from all over Europe, and we will have shuttles moving back and forward in order to not have 2,000 huge buses circulating downtown in Rome.
2,000 police officers will be on the streets at any given time, says the mayor. More than 2,500 Civil Protection Department volunteers will help with crowd control. Specially trained medical teams will staff 13 first aid stations, and 1,000 chemical toilets have been set up near the Vatican and key tourist areas. Rome's two subway lines and some buses will run nonstop, and 17 maxi screens will enable visitors to watch the ceremony throughout the city. The total cost is estimated at $11 million, partially covered by the national government. After all, the mayor says, this is not just a local Roman event.
Because we are talking about an event that I would classify as a global event, we will have probably 2 billion people all over the planet that will watch Rome on that day through TV, radio, and internet.
Precisely because so many eyes will be on Rome Sunday, the city has undertaken a massive operation to clean up its tattered image, fixing potholes and taking down unlicensed billboards. Tour manager Giorgio Sansa says it's embarrassing to explain to visitors why in Rome there's also a great ugliness.
They're asking me about all the graffitis all the time, the garbage, and especially also the state of the roads, the public transport, the traffic, the pollution, the dirt.
The mayor is convinced Rome will show its best and reap benefits from the mega event, but he's well aware of the many things that could go wrong.
The Pope told me, "You will dance on April 27," using an expression that in Italy means that, you know, you will have troubles on that day. I hope that I will have to dance just a little.
Not all Romans are happy about the event. Taxi drivers are furious that much of the city will be pedestrian-only. Many pilgrims will be day trippers, spending little on food and nothing on lodgings. Many Romans who can will get out of town. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.